Yep, I have. First of all, read it. Don't merely read about it. Don't merely listen to what I say or somebody else says. Read it. Read it every day. Read it to understand it. Read it thoughtfully. Read it prayerfully. When you come to it, ask the Lord to give light. Read it carefully. And when you've read it, think about what you've read. And it's amazing how much you'll get to know of your Bible that way. I think there are 1,189 chapters in the Bible. Now, you young people, I'm going to cut the old people out here because they haven't a hope in the world of doing this unless they're geniuses. But you young people, you could do it. You have already memorized more than 1,189 things. You may not believe that, but you have. Experts tell us, I think, that by the time you're 5, you've learned more in those first 5 years than you'll learn the rest of your life. So, yeah, you've learned a whole lot more than you think. Now, just let me put this to you. You take the chapters of the Bible and just select one thing out of each chapter by which to remember. Genesis chapter 1, creation of heaven and the earth. Or creation of man and woman. Right on through. You could do that. Think of what it would be if you could put your finger on any chapter in the Bible, at least by one thing that's in it. You'd learn more things as time went on. But you see what a handle you'd have already on Bible knowledge. So read and then memorize one thing from every chapter you read. Beyond that, start memorizing some passages. There's certain great passages of Scripture you should memorize. And there's very good reason for it, because you'll be able to use it. And furthermore, it will form your thinking. The more you're memorizing Scripture, the more the Scripture is going to form your thinking. And your talking. And your acting. But there's one very big thing. You're all going to get old unless you die young. That's the only alternative to getting old, is to die young. So, if you get old, such things as Alzheimer's, dementia of other kinds, they come upon you. I have been with people who couldn't remember the name of their own husband or their own children. They couldn't speak. But when I read the Scriptures, thinking of one old lady in Greenville, sweet and precious Christian she was, she'd memorized hundreds of verses through the Bible in her lifetime. I would come to a Psalm like 23 and I'd start reciting it. Here's a woman who couldn't tell your own name, but she could finish every verse. You see, there comes a time when you're going to need the Scriptures in here. So memorize them. I'm not going to go into any long detailed answer other than that, but I will say I have a little pamphlet here that we put out in Greenville. It's the product of John Douglas, Mike Barrett, who was my associate minister there, and myself, called The Ten Commandments of Bible Study. I don't have a supply of them, but if you're interested, I do have, give it to Robert, I do have this scanned onto disk, and he can run it off and print it and copy it for you if you want. Or if you wish, you can simply write over to Greenville and they'd be glad to send you a whole packet of them. But it tells you how do you get to know things? Hey, if you're a good school teacher, for instance, how do you get kids to learn? You get them to ask questions. Right? That's called the Socratic method of teaching. That's how Socrates, the wise man, that's how he taught. Ask, get people to, he asked the questions, but trying to get them to ask questions. Okay? So when you come to a Bible chapter, ask it questions and then write down the answer. That's important. Write down the answer. Don't trust your memory. So, John chapter 1. John chapter 1. Put the date beside it. Number 1. What does this chapter teach me about God? Well, you read down the chapter, and then you read it again, and you put down what it teaches about God with a verse beside it. What does it teach me, number 2, about Jesus Christ? Put that down. What are the great events in this chapter? What are the leading doctrines of this chapter? What sins does this chapter identify I need to run away from? What virtues do I need to pursue? That sort of thing. We give you 10 questions to ask. Write them down. Get the answers. And you will be amazed, utterly amazed, at how extensive your knowledge of the Bible will become. After that, you can go on to other kinds of study, like word studies, doctrine studies, book studies. You need a lot more resources. But with your Bible, you can do this, what I'm saying. So there's a leaflet I recommend, and can't recommend the good looks of the men who wrote it, but at least I can recommend what's in the leaflet, and it will help you to study.